right back.
My democracy is under attack. What do we do? Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop.
On Saturday, October 18th, the real America showed up as millions took to the streets for No Kings rallies in major cities and small towns all across the country. Here in Boston, over 100,000 people turned out on the Boston Common to hear music and speeches and to show the world that Donald Trump does not represent the majority of Americans. A local honk troupe, the Good Trouble Marching Band, kicked off the event. MC Rahsaan Hall took to the stage and set the tone for the day.
Remember, we are on the traditional and unceded lands of the Massachusetts, Mohican, Nauset, Nipmuc, Pawtucket, Pocumtuck, Wabanaki Confederacy, and the Wampanoag people that many indigenous people still live here. We remember that black and African peoples, unpaid and forced labor, built white wealth directly here as enslaved people. And indigenous lands like Palestine continue to be brutalized and exploited. We commit to being in solidarity with people of color and indigenous movements for our collective liberation. Not too far from here, a monarch's bullet slayed Crispus Attucks to begin the American Revolution. Some would say the first No Kings movement. Not too far up this hill, there's a plaque honoring the 54th Regiment, a group of black soldiers who fought against slavery and fought for democracy. On the other side of this park, there is an embrace that signifies the love of a man and a woman for their people, for the liberation of humanity, the King family, and their liberatory movement of civil rights. This is the space that we are in. This is the liberation that we are fighting for. This is the movement and the legacy that we are a part of.
Who keeps us safe? We keep us safe.
We keep us safe.
Who keeps us safe?
There were many creative signs and costumes. One guy, dressed in full George Washington regalia, had a sign with a simple message, "I said no kings." Another sign was more detailed. In bold letters it read, "Trump hates America," and listed all the things that he hates: free speech, fair elections, free trade, balance of power, affordable health care, higher education, public broadcasting, and public lands. Many of Massachusetts' elected officials addressed the rally, including Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
We are here today in America's first public park, where Bostonians came together 400 years ago to protect common space for the common good. And where generations have rallied and marched and come together to move our country forward. We stand here on Boston Common, where 60 years ago, a different kind of king, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., led 20,000 people from Roxbury down Columbus Ave to call for equal rights for all our neighbors. And we stand here today to tell the Trump administration, when it comes to our freedoms, when it comes to our families, Boston doesn't back down. Day after day, this president and his corrupt cabinet mistake cruelty for greatness and chaos for power. And he's counting on us going quiet, getting too scared or too tired to keep speaking out. But Boston has never been good at surrender or silence. We stand with LA and Portland, DC, Memphis, and Chicago. We won't stay quiet while the president goes to war with the cities that actually make America great.
All right, hello, fellow patriots. My name is Carol Rose, and I'm from the ACLU. In the face of these grave threats to our democracy, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave us a choice. Will we choose community, or will we choose chaos? Because we're not going back. Woo! And the choice is clear. Right now, all of you are choosing community. And we'll take community to stop mass federal agents invading our cities and towns. We choose community to protect our colleges and universities, our students and teachers, science, medical care, our environment, and the arts. And we choose democracy because it's a muscle, and the more you flex it, the stronger it becomes. And one thing about the ACLU, we like to flex. On day one, your ACLU was in the courts defending birthright citizenship. And since then, we have filed over 170 legal actions across the country, one in seven here in Massachusetts. Because we use that law to set our people free. And one of the people that we set free was ACLU client and Tufts PhD student Ramesa Ozturk. And because of her community of lawyers, her community at Tufts, her community of Massachusetts, she has been set free, and now she's back to her community and to her studies. While it's great that we're dissenting here together today, we're going to turn that dissent into action. And I invite all of you to join, go back to the tables out by the bandstand and sign up, get involved, whether it's the ACLU or Indivisible or NAACP or the League or the Common Cause, these frontline organizations, the faith organizations, the labor organizations, we must take action. It's important to dissent and even more important to translate that dissent into action. And in these United States, political power belongs to the people. And we, the people, must hold power to account.
Music played a big part in the event, with acoustic acts like Chadwick Stokes, to choir style from B Vocal, and this reggae-infused group, Jonathan Gremlin and Tassan.
Somebody say, freedom! I can't hear you say freedom! Rock the common right now, freedom!
She is the pastor of New Roots AME Church. I bring to you Reverend Mariama White Hammond. This
morning we stand on hallowed ground of the resistance of indigenous people of this land. We are surrounded by the spirit of the 54th Regiment right across from the State House. We remember the legacy of Martin Luther King, who has reminded us by the embrace behind us. We remember the Irish famine memorial of the many people who came here just trying to live. We remember the Paulus Center, which in the 1970s was one of the first places in the world to reenact the doctrine of sanctuary for Vietnam War resistors right here in Boston. Many people are evoking the words of the Founding Fathers, but I gotta be honest, when the Founding Fathers wrote those words, they weren't thinking about me. It's true, they weren't thinking about a black woman. They weren't thinking about many of you. But I believe that even then, there were folks that knew that this vision, for it to be true, would take sacrifice and it would take struggle. So we are here standing in the tradition of the best of who this country has always been.
Local punk band Abby Barrett performing at the No Kings rally on the Boston Common. Both Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey delivered fiery speeches.
Now Donald Trump wants to put on a shiny little crown and prance around and pretend that he is a monarch. But Donald Trump is not a king. Donald Trump is a bully. So, what's happened to the Republicans in Congress? They know that Trump is not a king, but they seem to have lost something. Not a single one of them has a spine. The only movement these Republicans can manage is to bow down to Donald Trump. Now, when you ask these Republicans about today, they claim a No Kings rally is anti-American. They are wrong. Standing up to a wannabe dictator, that is patriotism. Defending federal workers who make our country run. That is patriotism. Saying no to troops that occupy our cities, that is patriotism. And peacefully protesting to protect our democracy, that is patriotism. So let's give a cheer for every patriot who showed up today. Yay!
Donald Trump's sons and family raked in $1.3 billion in cryptocurrency from a company that didn't even exist when he was inaugurated. The United States Supreme Court has given a green light to racial profiling in our country. Greed, corruption, injustice, hate, we simply cannot deny the darkness of this moment and the concentration of power in Donald Trump, in masked ICE agents, in billionaire CEOs. Too much is in the hands of too few, and too many have too little. Massachusetts is where the moral debates of our time start. We are where democracy was started, right here on Boston Common. The abolitionist movement, right here. The suffragette movement, right here. The same-sex marriage movement, right here. The universal healthcare movement, right here. We are the revolutionaries. We are Massachusetts because we have always stood on the front lines of democracy. That's why Donald Trump has declared war on us, war on Massachusetts, our economy, our workers, our schools, our way of life. Medicaid, gone. NIH funding, gone. Department of Education, gone. Due process and rule of law, gone. The one thing that should be gone is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his vaccine policy. So I'm here to ask every single person, are you ready to fight? Are you ready to stand up? Are you ready to fight for the future of our democracy? Because it is not the rule of Trump, it is the rule of law which has to govern our country. Let us march, let us chant, let us raise our voices together. We will stand and fight you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Boston, for coming out to lead the national fight. Thank you all so much.
I'm not gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around.
The band Rosie and the Resistors performed. They took their inspiration from Rosie the Riveter, Rosa Parks, and Rosa Luxemburg.
Gonna take our country back.
No fascists!
Ain't gonna let no fascists turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no fascists turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking. Gonna bring our country back.
We're gonna
Nobody!
Minority Whip of the United States House of Representatives, Kathleen Clark, compared the difference between patriots and kings.
Turn me around, turn me around.
You are a beautiful sight to see. And here in Boston, we've been fighting kings for over 250 years. Now down in Washington, my Republican colleagues have been calling you some pretty ugly names this week. They even said that you hate your country. But here in the Commonwealth, we're pretty good at telling the difference between patriots and kings. So patriots support free and fair elections. And when patriots elect a congresswoman from Arizona, we swear her in. Kings, they decide to rig elections and hide those files. Patriots believe in free speech. Kings silence their critics. Patriots build community. Kings build ballrooms. Patriots support schools and libraries. Kings ban books.
That's right, that's right.
Patriots know that immigrants are valued community members. Kings disappear our students from our streets. Now our wannabe king, he didn't count on you showing up today. He thought he could beat you down with fear and with chaos. But you came here and you brought 125,000 friends with you.
Another Massachusetts congressperson, Ayanna Pressley, was extremely passionate in her address.
You're here because you refuse to be silent, complicit, or indifferent to the suffering of our neighbors, to the degrading of our democracy, to a politics of retribution and revenge, racist, rogue, and lawless acts of a hostile government. You're here because, like me, you are tired. Tired of people who speak with a mouthful of scriptures but carry a heart of hate. You're here, I know I'm tired. I'm tired as a black woman of people who think attacks on black bodies, on black leaders, on black votes, on black women, on black power, on black progress is our fight to fight alone. You're here because you're tired of people who are callous enough to create work requirements for hungry people to eat, but they won't show up to work to end the government shutdown. You're here because you're tired, but we draw strength from one another, from community, from this movement. We will resist. Hope over fear. Love over hate, and freedom
Listen to my rhyme when I spit it in time. Everybody one time, free Palestine. Hey, listen to everybody, mighty quip, quip when I spit it. It's so damn tight knit. Pow! I am the good trouble. Organize and tight knit. I am the good trouble. Zippity zip, quick quip. I am the good trouble. Mischievous no slip. I am the good trouble. Fist with the grip. No more kings. Yo, no more kings. No more kings. I bring it in time. No more kings. No more kings. No more kings. Yo, peace.
There were canopies set up all around the outskirts of the commons for organizations fighting on the front line so people were able to continue to be involved beyond the day's activities. Reporting from the Boston Common, I am Chuck Brazine.
Mike, check.